This is episode number 2002 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, July 1st, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, it's time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
A guy bought 24 wild rabbits, brought 24 wild rabbits into Australia in 1859. They multiplied so fast that in less than 70 years, there were 10 billion.
Ooh, so it is true.
They
like
were
bunnies.
Reproducing at a rate of 18 to 30 for every single female rabbit per year. Half of all the master's degrees people earn in the United States are in business or education. Okay, got that.
Okay.
It makes sense. Sahara means deserts in Arabic. So, the Sahara Desert is the desert's desert.
The desert's desert.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I saw that right, and I didn't.
Yeah, looks like you saw that right.
Say dessert. There have been 16 people who have won the EGOT, which is an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, but only one person who's been nominated for all four, but not won a single one, and that would be Lynn Redgrave. Sorry, Lynn.
She's been nominated, but hasn't won any
for
of them?
For all four. For all four, and has not won a single one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Forever Susan Lucci, forever Meryl Streep. All Jews whose families are from Europe, which is almost all of the Jews you'll meet in the U.S., are 30th cousins or closer. 30th cousins or closer. So that's interesting when you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how did they figure that out?
How do they figure out anything?
I know. And that's some
science
random facts
and such
for today. It's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
A little vomit in my mouth. That's what's going on. Uh-huh. All right. Hide your pudding pops.
They set him free.
Oh, my goodness. Bill Cosby was released from prison yesterday.
Yeah.
After a judge overturned the 2018 court case that landed him in jail for sexual assault.
Yep.
So Pennsylvania's highest court, thanks Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That found a prosecutor's decades-old agreement should have shielded him from criminal charges.
Mm-hmm.
So back in 2005, the original case had actually been settled out of court. There was an agreement with the DA that Cosby couldn't be criminally tried for the alleged assault.
Wow,
and Cosby paid an unspecified amount to his accuser, which is probably a lot.
Very, very Michael Jackson-esque.
Right, though he claimed. Right? But then they tried him anyway.
So
right.
Who brought up the charges? That's what I want to know.
And how
the
did
state was the DA. I don't know how that works.
If he wasn't going to spend any time in prison because they couldn't get it right,
yeah.
At least he spent some time in prison.
Well, and it was 3 to 10, I think, was this and
that pitiful sentence.
Yeah, that sentence. And he's been in jail for 2, so he's served a bit of it.
Felicia Rashad, Cosby's co-star, all those years on The Cosby Show, she posted her support on Twitter for Cosby and immediately shut off the comments.
Yeah, of course she did.
Probably
she didn't
smart.
She didn't want to deal with the hate and
yeah,
the
because
shade.
There would have been a lot of shade being thrown.
It would have been one chilly shaded Twitter yesterday.
We would have had to call her for Felicia Rashad.
Rashad. Look, I get it. In 2018, I think, is when this went on. I think overzealous state prosecutor and an overzealous judge all trying to be the hashtag Me Too movement, which was really big in 2018 at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Of it. So make an example. Allegedly, Bill Cosby, not a nice person. And everybody in Hollywood knew it.
Well, he was found guilty and sent to prison.
Allegedly, he was, he was guilty of a lot of this stuff, allegedly. But you're innocent until proven guilty in our lovely country, the greatest land on earth.
And he did get a jail because he was found guilty.
He was mistrialed. Don't mistake that. That was overturned yesterday. So
that was yesterday.
He's not been convicted. That nullifies the conviction.
I know.
Yeah. So he's not been convicted of anything. He's innocent. That's the whole point.
But I'm just saying when the trial went on, they found him guilty and sent him to jail.
But you can't say that because he's been found not guilty in an overturned conviction.
Oh, is this part of that past we have to erase?
No. Not that cancel culture.
Well, for Lisa Rinna, it's clear she was left stunned by daughter Amelia Hamlin's romance with Scott Disick, Lord Scott Disick. Dude, because, well, gosh, there's an 18-year-old age difference. Because Scott, well, he likes him young. So on last night's episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Lisa confessed that she at first couldn't believe Scott and Amelia's relationship.
Wait a second. This has been a while. This has been a hot minute because they've been together for a while. So they must take forever.
They must take forever,
too. They must
take
forever to go to these reality shows. Mm-hmm. Why does it take so long?
So Lisa said it's a what the F moment.
A what the F moment.
You're like, what the F?
A what the F?
Lisa Rubio.
Sure.
That's what she told her pal, Erica Jane.
Uh-huh.
She's 19. He's 37 with three kids.
Can you believe that? This is what I'm saying. It was recorded months ago. It had to be. Because
I still don't think.
I think
that you think that it's obviously recorded months ago. I think it could have been less than months ago. But.
Fine. I'm going to look it up.
Look it up.
I've had it. I'm looking it up. Scott Disick. How do you spell Disick? Oh, God. I got it. Amelia. Okay. Let's see what. La, 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 la.
I mean, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Oh God! Wait for it. This is from Us Weekly. It's a reputable source. They were linked in October of 2020.
Okay.
It's July 1st. It's been half a year that they've been together, and Lisa Rinna is just now speaking of it on her show. I rest my case.
Anyway, Lisa had said at one point, "When I meet Scott Disick for the first time, do I need to call him Lord?" Now, age difference is that's not all that uncommon in Beverly Hills, after all. Her hubby, Harry Hamlin, he had dated cougar Ursula Andress when he was 28 and she was 44.
Ursula Andress is a cougar. I can't believe that. That's crazy if you think about it. Ursula Andress dated and married, am I right, John Derek? Is she one of the John Derek wives? He kept marrying women who kind of looked the same.
Well, yes.
Yes. Ursula Andress, Linda Evans, Bo Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were each progressively younger. I don't know how we got on John Derek, but that's how that worked. I still think that last night's Real Housewives was basically taped 6 months ago.
And you're probably right. Because you always are.
Why does it take so long?
I don't know.
I don't know that you can instantly put up a TV episode in about a day of posting. Why does this take 6 months for these reality shows to come out? It just doesn't make any sense to me. Who needs a TV series, a reality series?
Could it possibly be the lady that was walking? There was a picture of her walking in the forest with a rainbow skirt.
It was for Pride Month.
And topless.
And no top. But you can only see her
backwards.
From the back.
Back on her back.
Backwards. She was.
You can see her
I would
back.
Have loved to see her walk backwards topless. What are you talking about? Or who cares tomorrow? Have a great day and.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.